It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith today, and we are going to look at the 2020 Penn State season through those blue and white tinted glasses. We're going for reasons for optimism, and Dusty, I actually think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about this team come 2020.
I do too, and I think there's optimism that this 2020 season's going to happen. As we discussed in the previous segment, it's not in anyone's best interest to have this thing canceled. So if it's an adjusted timeline or some other kind of solution, people are working on it because there is a lot at stake. So the fact that the 2020 season is going to happen, I'm confident in saying that. I think that's a point of optimism.
Yeah, that's the first and most important point.
Yeah.
But they actually have some reasons for optimism on the field. And yeah. I'm going to go first here, Dustin. I always feel, especially in college football, that quarterback position is so important. I believe Penn State having the returning quarterback in Sean Clifford is reasons for optimism. I think he was good last year with room for improvement. I think there were mistakes. I think he's aware of those. You and I, we've spoken to him. We know he's a bright kid. I think he will know how to fix things. His problems that he had, whether it was just being a little bit too excited at the beginning of games, maybe taking a little too many chances running the ball, a little bit better decision making. But I could see those things happening for him. So that's my number one reason for optimism for this with this team.
I feel good about him too, and I think quarterback growth is something. You know, year one is not often very smooth. I don't care what level you're talking about, pros or college. Year one is not always smooth for a quarterback, even the good ones, where you start to see exponential growth. You know, in years two, years three, and I think that was going to happen with Sean Clifford anyway. But I think having Kirk Ciarrocca come in, I really think there's something to the fact that Tanner Morgan at Minnesota last year and other quarterbacks under his watch, they seem to be an extension of him in a way that we haven't really seen even at Penn State, that quarterback offensive coordinator synergy seems to be a real thing with him. I like the sort of simple construct of his offense. And I think that his arrival with where Sean Clifford is at in his career is a good combination. But I think, you know, the times where Clifford struggled and wasn't quite himself, he wasn't quite healthy last year. I think the opportunity to really let the dust settle on the season, reflect on all that stuff, watch the film, rewatch the film. We know he's going to work hard in the offseason and really, you know, chip away at improving himself. I think we're going to see a much better guy in 2020. So I think that's the point of optimism. You know, the line in front of him might be the best unit Penn State has coming back, you know, and it's been a long time since we've been able to say that. Not only do you have, you know, four starters back, you've got Mike Miranda, who was a co-starter for a while. You're going to have a lot of experience. You're going to have this unit really coming in ready to gel right off the bat. Your bookends are back. You know, your fifth year center, who's an NFL prospect, is back. I think that whole group can make what we have, you know, coming back offensively, can make it all better, you know. And I think there's a lot of reason to believe that offensive line can dominate, not just be good this year, but be take steps towards being great.
Yeah, I had the offensive line down as one of my reasons also for optimism. I'm calling them the best offensive line during the James Franklin era here. I also want to circle back to a couple of things you said about Kirk Ciarrocca as a new offensive coordinator. And one other thing, I kind of like that they're bringing in someone from outside. And sometimes you need that to change things up a little bit. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees when you're, you know, right in the middle of it. So having someone from outside looking in, not to mention the fact that this was a guy who coached at Minnesota, a team that was in the Big Ten Conference. So he's seen Penn State from outside eyes. That will be very interesting to see what he does with the team. I'm going to go another thing that we started to see last season, and I have no reason to believe it's not going to be the case anymore. In the James Franklin era, several of the disappointing losses were after having the lead in the fourth quarter and not being able to hold on to it, not being able to finish the game with the so-called four-minute offense. I think this team now is set up to finish those games. Combine that offensive line with pretty much everyone returning, and you add the running backs that they have, not only Journey Brown, who seemed to become a star at the end of last season, but you have that pounder, Noah Kane, who would be such a great finisher. And again, if you think back over the last couple of years, so many of those disappointing losses were because this team couldn't finish the game in the fourth quarter.
And some of that, you know, it boils down to, it's late in the fourth quarter. It's the ability to get 10 yards when you need 10 yards. When the opponent knows what you're going to do, you know what you're going to do. Can you execute that better and get the tough yards when you need them? We haven't seen Penn State thrive in that situation. I think just, you know, in terms of the offensive coordinator hire, to get an experienced guy, whether that's external or not, either way, but I do agree with you that bringing in an outside voice was good. But just having a feel for managing aggression, and if you're up two touchdowns in the third quarter, that is still a time to be aggressive. You know, and I think having a play caller who's strong and confident in what he believes in, I feel better about making the right play calls and not getting overly conservative and getting into run out the clock mode too early. That's where we've seen Penn State struggle. In addition to finishing late in the fourth quarter, it's finishing leads even before the fourth quarter. So I think having an experienced play caller who's got a wealth of experience in different offenses and has, you know, maybe not had this level of talent before, you know, so somebody who's very, very comfortable in his own skin, I think is important too, because that's happened so many times, Jim, including against Ohio State, including the Rose Bowl a few years ago. Holding a double-digit lead in the third quarter means nothing in the modern era of college football. That's still gas pedal time. And I think having somebody be able to manage that is a big deal.
I agree totally. And I think this team is so much better prepared for that than those teams from a couple years ago. So I'm excited about seeing that. I'll tell you something else that I like with this team is I still believe you win big games with big game players, people who could give you what I'm getting at is, do you have the stars like a Micah Parsons? When we saw what he did in the Cotton Bowl, not just made plays, he made big plays at big moments. And you've got a couple players like that now in Micah Parsons, Pat Freiermuth, and Journey Brown is another one. Those are big-time players now that you can see them making those huge plays that you need. They're difference makers. I guess that's the best way for me to put it.
Difference makers, and there are other candidates to be difference makers as well. I think Lamont Wade started to emerge as a potential guy like that who can be not just make the routine play on the back end of the defense, but that can make a game changing play or two along the way. I think difference makers can be listed out on the offensive line too, which circles back to the previous point about being able to take over games, you know, be able to dominate for long stretches, be able to, you know, exert your will on opposing defenses, have an identity that's built around the running game. Like I've heard that conversation about, oh, is Penn State going to be a running offense? You know, are all the ingredients coming together for that? And the answer is maybe, But the way that I read and heard the conversation before was as if that's a bad thing. You know, being a running offense doesn't mean that you're old fashioned. It means that you have a strength in that regard. You've got, you know, offensive line coach who has done very, very well in that department. You've got an offensive coordinator who is, as much as anything, recognizes what his team's strengths are. And you'd be foolish not to recognize all these ingredients in the run game. I don't, you know, the wide receiver group, well, I'm sure we'll get into that later, but I think just being able to know what you're asking from them and knowing what they need to deliver for you. And maybe you're not asking all that much from them. Maybe you're not setting the expectations sky high for the receivers when right up the middle of your offense, O-line, tight end, quarterback, running back, you're strong all through there. Embrace that.
Right. And that also, in this day and age of college football offenses, you're not all of a sudden saying, oh, you know, we have a strength at running back, so we're going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's not what we're saying. Just like, again, what we saw at the Cotton Bowl, where, you know, the running backs were just having a field day. Well, if they're knocking off big chunks of yardage with every attempt, with every rushing attempt, you know, that's pretty exciting football, and there's nothing wrong with that, and you're not really adjusting this RPO offense that you've been seeing from Penn State and that you've seen from Kirk Sciarca. So I don't think in any way we've got to worry about this turning into this old-fashioned offense from before. I want to give one more, Dustin. I want to go on the defensive side, and that's, again, talking about getting playmakers. I think there's the potential for those playmakers at defensive end when you have a Shaka Toney, a Jason Owe, and even an Adisa Isaac. I think we're going to see a couple of those guys step up and become playmakers also.
There is a possibility for that. I have the defensive ends more in my skepticism, pessimism category, but all options are on the table. All scenarios are on the table. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I think in general, you know, a reason for optimism is if you look up and down, you know, defensive tackle, at linebacker, at safety, at cornerback, there's a very good chance that even losing some key veteran guys from each of those groups, that Penn State reloads. And whether they're better or not at those positions, I'm not sure. But I think at most of those spots, they should be at least as good as they were last season, even though you're losing some veterans. And I think that's where you want to be as a program, is to be able to lose guys and have players who are talented, yes, but also have been worked into the lineup often enough that there's not much of a drop-off moving forward. So we'll see. Reasons for pessimism, they are there for sure. We'll take a quick break and come back with those in just a moment.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.